So you were blessed with attending the great event of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's Arba'een 2019. So let me drop you a 1 minute line. You just learned a major lesson in patience. Now, we take our role models to be Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Lady Zainab. And one of the salient features that they had was their incredible patience, their resilience, and their steadfastness in the face of oppression. All in all, their patience. And today, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt show the very same resilience and patience when flocking in the millions to the land of Karbala, giving a clear message to the oppressors of our time that we will stand up to oppression wherever it is. So let's go ahead and take a quick minute and list some of the places where you were patient in this Arba'een 2019. So how were you patient? Now, you had to be patient in the face of so many trivial hardships, and even though they were trivial, nonetheless, they were hardships. For example, many of us had to travel long hours in cramped buses. Also, many of us had to sleep on roads for various reasons. And many of us had to definitely be patient when we had to use those public toilets. And I mean, they were really, really public. And we were all patient while we were walking in crowds of countless millions, trying our best to not push them over. We were patient when dealing with fellow pilgrims from all across the world, different cultures, different languages. We were patient when waiting in long lines to get a meal or even some water. And we were most definitely patient with that guy who just would not get his elbow out your face when you got close to Imam Hussein's shrine or Hazrat Abbas's shrine. And inshallah, you weren't that guy who was elbowing everybody else. And if you were, I forgive you. If you were ever in doubt, now you know that you can be patient if you put your mind to it. Remember, you are not weak. You are strong. And it is the strong that are patient, and it is the patient that are strong. And the Holy Quran says, indeed, Allah is with the patient. This was 1 Minute Wisdom with you wherever you are.